The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right, now, this episode is called Raw. Raw. R-A-W. Raw. Yep, raw. There's a lot of stuff that we do or encounter that's raw. Some people don't eat sushi because they think it's raw, but the raw shit is actually called sashimi. Sushi is actually cooked. Just a little FYI, the next time you're actually eating it. And a lot of sushi and type shit, you know, unless it's sashimi, a lot of sushi is actually vegetarian and it's just, you know, seaweed and rice and some kind of vegetables or whatever. It's not even, you know, they don't even use real meat on most of it. So, there's a little education on what's sushi and what's sashimi and understanding raw. So, people avoid eating and ingesting stuff that's raw. People avoid raw sex and, you know, anything that's raw. And the reason being is because it has some type of adverse effect. It has the potential to make you act out of your norms or even make you sick. And I'm here to tell you that raw, yeah, that raw will do that to you or to him or to them or whatever you do. So, you know, I got to really thinking about this raw and the behavior component that comes out when it's raw. So, like, you can't do that with everybody. Raw is like a push start button that you push if you want a stalker. You know, I remember this one little relationship. Everything was going good. We was wearing our condoms. We was being good. And you know what? I'm not even gonna lie to you. There is no emotional exchange with no rubber. I'm not saying that dick make you crazy or nothing like that or pussy or whatever. But it's just really, it takes a little bit more tugging to get that deep emotional connection to it and that ooh-wee. You know, you just ain't really getting no ooh-wee till you get wet. Until you feel some skin. Then the ooh-wee just like, oh, shit. So, yeah. But anyway, we were doing good. We had our little condoms on, doing what we needed to do. It was high bye, hey, have a good time. It was that shit, you know, that we were still having a good time. It hadn't gotten crazy. It was emotionally balanced. It was an emotionally intelligent exchange until we went raw. And I'll never forget that day as long as I fucking live, because I don't know what made us go raw that day. I really don't. I really motherfucking don't know what happened. And because we've been doing that shit for at least almost a year. And then we did it raw. And I'll never forget the look on his face. And I think I gave him the same look back. Because at that moment, we knew we had fucked up. We knew you can't go back. Like, something ain't right about you. Something's not right about the whole exchange. If you can go from getting some raw ass to go back to putting on condoms. You really don't like that bitch. Okay? I'm just going to be real with you. You might like her as a person and all that good shit. And you like lying to her. Yeah, you may like lying to her. But most men ain't trying to go back to plastic and rubber and shit. Whatever the fuck condoms is made out of. As opposed to getting that ushy, wishy, gushy stuff. Like, I just remember the look on our face. It was like, oh, shit. Did you feel that? Did you feel that? Oh, my God. Oh, you know you done fucked up, right? You know what this means. You know what this means. Now, he has the ability to hit buttons and reach places that he never could reach with a condom on. Don't you know, you can't really hit that crazy button with a rubber. But you can knock that motherfucker out the park on some bare ass skin. And you know, I don't understand the logic. So, you know, you let this man eat your pussy or you'll suck his thing and y'all do all this bodily fluid exchange, but then you gonna wear a rubber. Don't get me started. Cause you know, you have to understand that that is really expressing and engaging where you are in a relationship. I kind of like you. I'm still trying to, you know, use you at this moment to figure out if I want to do this on a regular or see you more. It's a lot of moving parts at that point. But once y'all go there, like literally, that's a whole level. That's a whole vibe. When you get to feel the juices that you made flow. And not only get to feel them, but you've been tasting them. Because you're not fucking me without eating it. It's just, I'm not that bitch. You have to pay an admission fee. It's just like you... you don't go in nobody's sanctuary with no offering. You don't go to amusement parks without paying. And you might even bought a annual pass. But you pay. It's just, you're going to have to go down there and work that cat over to get in there. It's just, I don't know where they do that other shit at. I'm telling you. These charm school classes are so necessary because there's so many women in error, and myself included. I have seen myself do so much masculine shit, and I had to check myself on it like, that chick, really? This what we doing? No. We got to do better. Or we got to stop this. We got to stop that. So I say that to say, when you go raw, you are accepting the exchange and the potential to make a stalker. A real cold cock ass stalker, like, motherfucker, it's been over for months and you still hanging outside my damn house. And you writing down motherfuckers' license plates and shit. Motherfuckers that ain't got shit to do with you. Nothing in my life got shit to do with you, but you outside. You outside stalking anybody who come by my house. Oh, I think it's them at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Why is you fucking clocking my activity? I don't fuck with you. I don't know you, but you clocking shit outside my house in the wee hours of the morning. But then, you know what? That's neither here nor there. We all digress. We all grow and move on. I wish you completely the best. But yeah, raw makes some real cockhead ass stalkers. So, again, I'm still, I can't get that face out of my head, that smile, that bitch you owe me. Like, I've been getting, I've been wearing this damn rubber and you had this all along. Like, literally, it changes the direction, the course. It changes the intensity of the relationship. So now, there's a potential for a crazy motherfucker to be born. It absolutely is. And I know I've probably said this before, but I do like men that are just a little bit slight crazy. Not completely, like, you know, not full-fledged lockup strength or prescription strength. I just like, you know, I like a balanced level of crazy. Like, girl, I'm a little crazy. I'm crazy about you type crazy. I do some crazy shit, but I ain't fucking insane. You know, I don't scare me. Don't fucking, you know, TV show, movie scare me. Just don't. I don't need that level in my life. I can't handle that motherfucking level in my life. I need that I play with your booty type crazy and won't stop. Or I'll, you know, he might stick his tongue in my booty type crazy. I like nasty crazy. That shit is a turn on. You know, I don't mind you having a little knowledge. I mean, if you know you bipolar and you the type of bipolar where you're going to kill somebody or you could kill somebody and you don't take your medication. And see, because there's a thing about knowing and not taking medication. You're completely at fault. Yes, sir. I don't think you should get off and ride the crazy train if you know you like that and you purposely did not seek help and take medication. I really don't have nothing for you. But if you manic, and the thing that happened to you when you manic is like you get this burst of energy, your dick stay hard for like days, and you can fuck a hey, holler at me. You know, that's completely different. That's that type of manic. I ain't gonna lie, I kind of like it. Yeah. That'll get you all kind of motherfucking rollover females. Ladies, I'm trying to tell you, just the right little bit crazy will get your ass rolled over on multiple times in the night with some crazy, amazing stamina that you both don't know where it came from. I know I did put a little something under his pillow and probably put a little something in his ear, but still and yet, it might even been something in his drink, but still and yet, it's nothing like that level of rollover. That level of rollover is just, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're going to be sore. Yeah, you're going to be hurt. But it heals, and you're going to smile, and you just ride the wave with just a little bit of pain. Like, yeah, I kind of like that. I dig that type of shit. Because then, you know, he's just giving you all his masculinity. Okay, I'm not going to go into that too much. I do have a slight addendum to the rollover because, my whole thing is if he can't, you know, do a two-drink minimum or two-fuck minimum in a night, then why fuck with him? But the addendum is if he beat that shit down and fuck you stupid in one session, and I mean stupid, like hours, and just tear your ass up, like your pussy just throwing boom. Like, it got his own heartbeat and shit. Now, if he do something to you like that, you might not need no rollover. You might need to go to sleep. You might need to run. Just to get you some sanity, run and go get your ass some ice. But that's neither here nor there. That was a whole podcast before. If you didn't listen to it, you better check it out because I got a lot of calls about that one. So anyway, raw. I'm not just talking about undercooked food. I'm just talking about somebody who goes hard in the paint with their conversation because I think I go pretty raw sometimes. I think this conversation is raw. I think other conversations that I've had is raw. I'm talking about raw sex. unprotected sex. You know, you got to think about all the shit that happened with Raw. Like, you give up all sanity and say, you know what? This motherfucker might have something. If we didn't go get checked out together, he might have something, and I'm going to assume all risk. You know, for a woman who's not on any type of birth control or something, I'm going to assume all risk and take this Negro's raw seed into my body and could potentially grow a whole fucking new human and shit, like a whole soul, a whole person. Like, literally, just because you fucking went raw, you could get a whole fucking person out of that situation. Like, a whole motherfucker. Like, a whole, I gotta take care of this motherfucker for the next 18 years ass person can come out of you fucking raw. I mean, raw is really just that. This shit is raw. Like, it's, you gotta really think about your fucking decision and your choices before you get R-A-W up in here. You know, it's like, raw. Okay, raw. You go raw, you run the risk of every soul tie that this motherfucker has encountered, male or female. You go raw, you run the chance of herpes, and you know, the number of people who actually have it is high as fucking, so you don't know how it's going to respond to your body. You fuck around and have an outbreak everywhere on your ass, and it look like freckles or some shit. I don't know. I mean, raw. I'm telling y'all, just think about this raw shit. And then again, here it is. Not only do you have all the soul ties and now your ass is walking around here fucked up like a Sybil, but yeah, y'all remember that old movie Sybil that, you know, I'm old school. That bitch had all the multiple personalities. So now you are a fucking spiritual Sybil. You are walking around here and don't know if you like Frosted Flakes or Fruit Loops because it's what that bitch like or that bitch liked, and he brought that to you. So, yeah, man, it gets like that. You a spiritual Sybil. You got all this baggage and shit that you, bags that ain't even fucking yours. Now you're carrying them. This motherfucker just called you his deposit box, and he didn't just deposit all of his bullshit. He feels lighter, but now you over there like, oh, why am I sad? Why am I depressed? Because he just dropped all that bullshit in you from fucking 4 or 5 hoes ago. And now you the bipolar tripped out bitch because you just inhaled and absorbed that. I'm telling you, be mindful of going raw. Because now that you're going raw and you got that little bit of extra moisture, you able to slide in the places that you couldn't go. And you hit the back. You hit the back. You knock the back out. You hit the crazy button. You getting way more than a stalker. You getting babies and bills. Nick. yeah. And this episode was called Raw because that's just what Tanisha said. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.